Here is your morning brief for Thursday, April 11th. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. U.S. intelligence reports show that an attack on Israeli assets could be imminent, carried out by Iran or its proxies, including Hezbollah in Lebanon, Yemen's Houthis, or groups in Iraq. The warning comes after Iran publicly threatened to retaliate for an attack on an Iranian diplomatic building in Syria last week, which Damascus and Tehran accused Israel of carrying out. Israeli officials have vowed to strike back if the country is attacked by Iran. Meanwhile, U.S. officials say the top American military commander for the Middle East will travel to Israel this week to coordinate a response. In Washington, President Joe Biden has used the visit of Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to the White House on Wednesday to outline plans to upgrade military cooperation amid concerns over North Korea's nuclear program and China's expanding regional influence. While details were scarce, U.S. officials said the American military would change its force structure in Japan and work more closely with a new joint Japanese command. Today, the president of the Philippines will join Biden and Kishida for a first-ever three-way summit between their nations, where they are expected to announce more joint patrols of the South China Sea. And data this morning has shown that inflation in China retreated sharply in March, reigniting concerns over deflation. Consumer prices rose just 0.1% compared with a year earlier, according to a weaker-than-expected reading that highlights the ongoing strains in China's economy. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed. While European shares are down ahead of the European Central Bank's latest interest rate decision later today, and U.S. stock futures are also lower ahead of the producer price index due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.